Hey, good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here. It is Sunday, March 6th, 2016. Hopefully, this is a quick podcast. I wrote about this a while back. I was watching one of the Republican debates, and, you know, of course, all the attention was on Trump, and I was trying to figure out what it was about Trump that made him, made all the attention go to him, and realized that he was basically, and I'm not joking here, he was using the techniques of a comedian to keep people focused on him. You know, you notice a good comedian knows how to keep and hold your attention and sort of takes you on a little roller coaster up and down. And, you know, it's a kind of suspension of disbelief where you get into their storytelling. The best ones aren't necessarily even telling jokes. They're just like really good at pulling you in. Like Louis C.K. is an example of that. Robin Williams, another example of that. George Carlin, on and on. Anybody who's really good at comedy, that's really what they're doing, and that's what Trump is doing. When I saw that, I actually wrote a piece about this, and I said, in all seriousness, there ought to be a TV show run parallel to the Republican debates with Democratic comedians, Seinfeld and Whoopi Goldberg and Billy Crystal and, for crying out loud, the guy from Minnesota, Al Franken. perfect. And they ought to have a debate about all the things that they were debating on the Republican side. And it would completely flip the whole thing around. And think about why people love Saturday Night Live at its best. I mean, it goes all the way back to the beginning when they had Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin emulating the two people on CBS and like doing it in a much more entertaining way than they were doing it. Or Chevy Chase being Gerald Ford when he didn't look or really act anything like Gerald Ford. But it worked. It was fantastic. It was even better because he looked like Chevy Chase and not Gerald Ford. I mean, it's really, and there are others that are like Dana Carvey and Tina Fey. Dana Carvey is the first George Bush and Tina Fey is Sarah Palin. I mean, these are like classics and they're more interesting than the people that they're interpreting. Now, the actors and comedians are getting to this point now where they're figuring out, you know, Johnny Depp, I just saw a thing with him, you know, ripping off Trump's, he's all made up like Trump and ripping it off. I saw another comedian, I don't remember who it was, who was really doing a fantastic job of emulating Donald Trump. But really, this is just the first step. And it's, you know, I'm in all seriousness, it's too bad because they don't have a 17-person stage anymore. It's really just four people, and it's probably going to be down to three or two pretty soon. And, you know, and then you're going to be dealing with something a lot more serious and a lot more heavy. I do not look forward to seeing Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders on a stage with Trump. In fact, I don't think they should even debate him. I mean, this is going to be another question. Is like, would we understand if they didn't? Yeah, I think so. Do you really want Hillary Clinton to get on the same stage and have him do the kinds of things that he does? I mean, do we really want to go there? I don't think we do. I wish that the comedians had really, I wish I had had a way of communicating this idea, because I really do think they're going to get there, and the sooner the better. And like, just to summarize, what I mean is, you guys actually have to run. You actually have to, I mean, maybe you stop short of asking for people's votes, but you can't be doing a parody of the characters on the Republican side. You have to be your own character. Kind of the way Colbert did it with his character. Maybe it's not really Jerry Seinfeld getting up there, but it's somebody that Jerry Seinfeld invents. I think Donald Trump is who he is because he's been practicing for this for a very long time. But he's just one example. There are all kinds of, you don't have to be Hitler. This is where we're headed. I mean, he was smart enough to realize this, that, and it's like, you look back in hindsight and you go, well, why didn't everybody figure this out? That, look, it was starting with Kennedy and Nixon. Politics has been all about TV, and it's now 50 plus years later, and it's amazing how respectful politics has been of TV. Why not come from the other side? And, you know, I guess you had Reagan kind of do it, but he wasn't, yeah, I guess he was TV, wasn't he? Thinking about it. Anyway, I think I've made my point. You guys have to start thinking really big, and you can't just be comedians anymore. I'm sorry, but that's my message. So now I have to try to turn this thing off. Anyway, yeah, there it is. I always get here. It's like at the end of the podcast, it's like, all right. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.